84. Talk at Hotel Victoria. 23rd July 1912. Boston, Massachusetts. Notes by Edna McKinney. The Baha'is must not engage in political movements which lead to sedition. They must interest themselves in movements which conduce to law and order. In Persia at the present time, the Baha'is have no part in the revolutionary upheavals which have terminated in lawlessness and rebellion. Nevertheless, a Baha'i may hold a political office and be interested in politics of the right type. Ministers, state officials, and governor-generals in Persia are Baha'is, and there are many other Baha'is holding governmental positions. But nowhere throughout the world should the followers of Baha'u'llah be engaged in seditious movements. For example, if there should be an uprising here in America, having for its purpose the establishment of a despotic government, the Baha'is should not be connected with it. The Baha'i cause covers all economic and social questions under the heading and ruling of its laws. The essence of the Baha'i spirit is that in order to establish a better social order and economic condition, there must be allegiance to the laws and principles of government. Under the laws which are to govern the world, the socialists may justly demand human rights, but without resort to force and violence. The governments will enact these laws, establishing just legislation and economics, in order that all humanity may enjoy a full measure of welfare and privilege. But this will always be according to legal protection and procedure. Without legislative administration, rights and demands fail, and the welfare of the Commonwealth cannot be realized. Today, the method of demand is the strike and resort to force, which is manifestly wrong and destructive of human foundations. Rightful privilege and demand must be set forth in laws and regulations. While thousands are considering these questions, we have more essential purposes. The fundamentals of the whole economic condition are divine in nature and are associated with the world of the heart and spirit. It is fully explained in the Baha'i teaching, and without knowledge of its principles, no improvement in the economic state can be realized. The Baha'is will bring about this improvement and betterment, but not through sedition and appeal to physical force, not through warfare, but welfare. Hearts must be so cemented together, love must become so dominant, that the rich shall most willingly extend assistance to the poor and take steps to establish these economic adjustments permanently. If it is accomplished in this way, it will be most praiseworthy, because then it will be for the sake of God and in the pathway of His service. For example, it will be as if the rich inhabitants of a city should say, "It is neither just nor lawful that we should possess great wealth while there is abject poverty in this community," and then willingly give their wealth to the poor, retaining only as much as will enable them to live comfortably. Strive, therefore, to create love in the hearts, in order that they may become glowing and radiant. When that love is shining, it will permeate other hearts, even as this electric light illumines its surroundings. When the love of God is established, everything else will be realized. This is the true foundation of all economics. Reflect upon it. Endeavor to become the cause of the traction of souls rather than to enforce minds. Manifest true economics to the people. Show what love is, what kindness is, what true severance is, and generosity. This is the important thing for you to do. Act in accordance with the teachings of Baha'u'llah. All his books will be translated. Now is the time for you to live in accordance with his words. Let your deeds be the real translation of their meaning. Economic questions will not attract hearts. The love of God alone will attract them. Economic questions are most interesting, but the power which moves, controls, and attracts the hearts of men is the love of God.